Sit here and let this go.
I totally forgot where our theme song was. I haven't heard this in forever, dude. I first thought you were just playing music for us.
Oh my god, it's just like that, and we're gonna start. Hello everybody, welcome to Peaks and Valleys Podcasts. Sorry we've been gone for a while. A lot of has happened since the last time we've spoken. How are you? I'm sorry, how you been? How are things? How's your life going so far? I'm talking to the audience, not you, Martin. I already asked you how everything's, but nonetheless, with me is my partner in crime, as always, everybody. It's Martin Aguero here in the audience. I mean, here with me.
It took you like 5 miles per hour to get to me. I had no clue where you were going.
I know, right? I was just kept running. But, I was doing a fun little thing.
Well, thanks for the intro. And
yeah.
Shit, we're back, man.
Yeah, what's up, Martin? How are you, my guy?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
How are you holding up? You're kind of breaking apart at the seams.
At the seams, in the middle, on the edges, wherever you can wherever you can think of it. It's been a thing. It's been a bit.
When was the last time we did one of these?
The last time we did this
I don't remember what the last one was. It Aiden was
last Aiden time? Back in March? No, before March.
Oh, way before
February.
Way before that.
Way before last year.
See, you can't even keep track of the last time.
It was like what, September, July, September.
I
think it was around there, July or September of last year. I can check. Also, it's a nice stormy day.
Yeah, you might be able to pick it up through the microphones. The rain hitting like the rooftop.
Yeah, we got a.
But yeah, it's a nice little storm.
We got a nice little rainy day schedule podcast episode for everybody here today. So just sit tight, get your favorite little blanket and snuggle up with your old pals, Edward and Martin, for this special rainy day schedule podcast. I'm looking right now at my archives. When was the last time we had the podcast here? Because this is my post of us with you and Aiden and me was June 4th of 2020.
even farther back than that.
Well, it's almost been a full year. We should have waited till next June.
We should have waited till a month from now.
To make it a 1 year anniversary.
Well, we're recording right now on May 19th. It would have been like an extra 2 weeks.
Yeah, right? It would have been another extra couple weeks, huh?
Yeah, we should have just waited, man.
We should have just waited. Shit, I would have known. I would have told you. I would have said something. But, oh, well, we're here. On very rain. Dang, it's coming down hard. Not in the way you think it would. Our apologies if the fucking power goes out all of a sudden and we just cut.
Does that happen often? Do you lose power in this type of rain?
Yes, we do. We kind of do, in a way. And during, like, monsoon, at least.
Well, if it happens, they won't know because we'll edit this.
Because we'll edit this out. Too bad I'm not recording on, like, the cloud or anything like that. As it's raining and pouring hard, I guess this could be known as a metaphorical thing for me.
Yeah, I think we should delve into your stories because... We haven't done a podcast since a year ago, right?
Since almost a year ago.
Quite a lot has happened in
quite a
span of a year.
Quite a bit. It's been crazy, man. Like, like last year was a tough one. It was a tough one for me and my family. We lost our beloved father, Edward Rios Sr. And my dad passed away from advanced cancer. Yeah, He didn't know. We didn't know he had it until, like, it was too late. Till eventually he was feeling ill and weak, and none of us knew what was going on. We all were concerned, and we eventually tried to get him to go back to the hospital, see what's going on, or go see a doctor. You know, he was kind of reluctant, but he went anyway, and they found that he had metastasis cancer. That's when the cancer started from his bladder, but it already spread all the way up to his lungs. So almost every vital organ in his body was just covered and riddled in tumors. And it was just kind of already kind of like a too late kind of thing. It was, we were hoping maybe we could get something where we could extend his life a little bit more. But at the end of the day, it was kind of just too much and too little, too late. And, you know, we did our best to make him as comfortable as possible. And on late December, he passed away here in his house with his family. And we were all very sad, and it was very, very depressing and tragic times for the last four or five months. And everyone's doing their best to cope and to grieve and mourn. You would think that would be it. You would think that would be the end of it. Everyone, you know, moves on and does their own thing. But, you know, when it rains, it pours. And
I see what you did there.
And you know, a few months later, his brother, his younger brother, my beloved uncle, passed away from illness, in his chest. And that was another tragic time in my family's life. So, you know, it just kept on pouring on. And not too long after that, your boy Ed Rios felt a little pull in his groin area. It was a little painful. And at first it was like, maybe I slept on my nuts or something. But then the next day it got more painful, and I went to the hospital to figure out what the fuck was going on. Maybe I contorted the old boys. But they're like, no, you got a giant fucking cyst right at that vessel area where your semen and your sperm collect. And and it's called, you know, you get an epididymal cyst. So I was out for a little bit there, and then I got more sick. So apparently that wasn't the end of it. And I thought was a UTI. And then they're like, no, you don't have a UTI because we can't find anything. They gave me a CT scan, scanned me, see, make sure if anything else was good. And everything was good. I had nothing else going on with me. But I still felt real sick, Martin. I felt really bad. I had to pee all the time. I was pissing nonstop. And the only other thing that I could think of, that the doctors could think of, was either, you know, you got diabetes or maybe something's wrong with your prostate or bladder. So I was all like on my own shit by myself, fucking freaking out, not knowing what was going on. Maybe I thought I might have gotten cancer given the current state of family affairs, you know, recent things. So it's easy to get that mindset. But just this week, I finally was able to get scheduled in a cystoscopy, which, if no one knows, they put a little black tube in your urethra, and they go in there and they look in with a little camera, and that camera's got a little flashlight on top of it, like a little coal miner, and it just goes in there and just digs in to see what's going on, and it's mostly to find out if you got cancer or not, or if there's something else going on, or some sort of a enlarged prostate. My prostate looked good, and then as they went into my bladder, the bladder wall was all reddish. It was all like inflamed, like a rash. And then these the little vessels and veins that are in the bladder wall are not supposed to be like that, Martin. They're supposed to be fine. So the doctor's like, okay, you got what is called interstitial cystitis, which means I cannot I have an overactive bladder. The bladder is just pretty much always like feeling like it's burning and shit, or I feel like I always got to go pee, when really I don't. It's just my bladder is always acting up. And so they're like, we're going to give you some medication for it, but it's a chronic condition. It's kind of like irritable bowel syndrome. You know, it's something you got to live with, but we can do our best. You can do your best in medications you can take and all that stuff to keep it at a minimum level to where you can live a normal life. So at that point, I wasn't thinking much about that, more just thinking of fucking when I don't have cancer. It's like, I was so relieved that it wasn't anything like serious or severe. I mean, granted, having irritable bladder is not ideal. But if I had to take, you know, if I had to take anything, it would be that compared to anything, all the other options. So, yeah, I mean, that's what's been going on with me recently, and why this podcast hasn't been consistent. I apologize for that. But, you know.
I mean, we've both been busy, though.
Yeah, life happens.
Can't just throw it on yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's still, you know.
And also, you know, like, the Writers Guild is on strike, so we don't have anything to talk about.
Right.
Nothing new coming out from Hollywood.
Right. Meanwhile, while all this is going on with me, you got fucking, you know, Putin's losing the war, so everyone's afraid that he might throw nukes at us.
Sounds like there's nukes coming down around.
Right. Holy shit. That god dang, that was a loud thunder. well, nukes are being thrown at Hollywood from the writers who, you know, who are just like, enough is enough. And that should be applauded, because yeah, I mean, if they were doing the same thing to cinematographers or people who are doing video and shit, then I would be pissed too, and I would want the same kind of.
Do they have that?
What?
Like a cinematographers guild strike?
Yes. Is that well, they don't have a strike, but they have a guild.
Yeah, they have a guild. They have a union. Have they ever like striked?
Have been strikes. I think, I don't know. I actually honestly don't know throughout the history of Hollywood, but I do know is they get treated a lot more better than the writers do, because I do know this is like the second or third time since I've lived that the writers had to go on strike.
And it's been a while though, because like the last one was like 2008, so it's been a while, been quite a bit.
But it shouldn't be at least this consistent. You know what I mean? Like I don't know end of any other guild, like of the directors, producers, cinematographers guild. Even the fucking the grips and gaffers and camera operators, I do believe they have their own union.
Have they striked?
And I can't remember a time where they had a strike this big. I do remember that they were going to go out on strike not too long ago for Netflix and Hulu, for all the streaming services, but that was because of like. For a work environment and time and all that. Like, their work hours were brutal. Work hours were really brutal, and they just did not want that. And so they worked to negotiate those terms. I think they came up with a deal. But so I don't think they ever had to strike. They never went on strike. But not like the writers. There has been a writer's strike before, and that, like you said, that was like a long time ago, but still it was like not too long ago to where I can remember when. And now here we go again. So it's like something about writers that are not appreciated or taken for granted or not given the respect for their work and craft.
And they put a lot into it too. It's like, I think it's a really underappreciated job.
Very underappreciated job. For most assholes out there in the industry, they think that, oh, anybody can write, so fucking whoever, you know, if they go on strike, we'll have other people write for us. And it's just not like that at all.
Well, it's also like the common Joe has a misconception that like a writer's job is only write it in pre-production, right? And mm-hmm. after that, it's like, oh, you're done, go home. It's like, exactly. No, like they're still involved.
A lot more too.
All the way through.
A lot more
rewrites too. On set, rewrites. There's a lot of stuff, dude.
Multiple drafts.
Even in post.
Yeah, multiple drafts, rewritten.
It's their story. They know it well.
The thing is like you said, the average Joe isn't well educated enough to know the well good enough education needed to actually write a good story. I mean, anybody can write, but not everyone is a good writer.
Yeah. I mean, I've written, and that short film turned into shit.
Yeah. But still, nonetheless, those who have the high skill level to be able, and the fortunate and luck to be able to write for TV show and movie, you would assume are very fucking talented people. They're all highly skilled. And to say, oh, you're not, your skill and your dedication isn't respect or appreciate enough to have a consistent dialogue for a good payment and a good quality of life is despicable and deplorable.
Then you throw in the ones where it's like ChatGPT and AI.
Then you throw in AI. Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
What a topic to go on to, man. Yeah. Like you hit the nail on the head that connected with that. Yeah. You got a lot of asshats who are like, well, we can just have AI write stories.
You really can't, though.
And that is
because the way AI and all this ChatGPT stuff works, it's pulling information from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
It's not coming up with original ideas.
It's coming up with ideas from other
people. A writer could do that because exactly. A writer has the life experience to come up with original ideas.
It's the most heinous and stupidest fucking thing to think of that AI can replace writers. The most dumbest fucking thing. You have to be the most dumbest fuck to even have the inkling to think that. Honestly, that shit is so irking because it not only reminds me of how pathetic and stupid people can be, it also makes me realize how fucked we are as a race, that there's still those people who just do not have that common sense. Who are easily manipulated and influenced by the prospect. It's the same thing as crypto, bros. It really is. It's like crypto, this is the same shit that people that got into crypto got all into.
So like
it's the same kind of vibe.
I can't make my pitch to you that we should have this podcast produced by ChatGPT or AI.
I mean, if we can have a few days off, yeah. Talk to me later about that. No, I'm kidding.
Dude, it's crazy what that stuff can do, though.
I know, right? It's okay. It's got its place.
I find the visual stuff really interesting.
Fuck no. Fuck that shit. That shit's a fever dream and a half.
It's crazy, though.
Like, have you seen the shit they have on Twitter that they post on that thing?
I've seen a few of them, yeah.
I had to take fucking anxiety pills seeing that shit. Like it's.
Have you tried it?
ChatGTP?
Or just any of them where it's like you input your idea and it's like, here, spit out a few.
No, but some of the stuff is funny. Like the Balenciaga meme, not going to lie, that shit's pretty fucking hilarious. But the visualizations is so uncanny and just straight up almost creepy that it makes. I could see the potential, but at the same time, it makes me shiver down my spine and not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
Not in a good way. Like I feel like it's got its place in the media hemisphere, its own corner. It just as something fascinating. Not too different to like say fucking VR chat for video games or I lost my train of thought. Wii remote control for Nintendo, you know?
What? Where are you going with this?
That's what I'm saying.
You mentioned VR chat and then you went to the Wii.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's what I'm saying. My point is that AI or ChatGTP, like those memes, are we talking this like about the same thing? Have you seen like those funny memes?
They all do the same thing.
Like Barack Obama and Donald Trump.
I haven't seen
them. I have to show you. See, you don't know what I'm talking about then. Because people are using ChatGTP, but they're using it in funny ways.
Yeah.
And that's cool. And it just belongs there.
Is it the ones where it's like people input like these terms, right?
Uh-huh.
And it will create like an image, but the image comes out pretty bad. And it's just a fun game trying to guess what the term was to start with.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. I've seen those. Those are funny. Those
yeah.
Are
fun. Like, don't, like, that stuff is fascinating. It's really fun to find out, like, oh, well, what is
this? It's because those come out bad. It's yeah. Like, it's a gobbled up mess that's supposed to be this image. And it's like, what the hell?
And yeah, it's like, let's find out with what a Thomas the Tank Engine mixed with Henry De La Fontaine singing the cumbia on train tracks. You know, like, then, like, some weirdness fucking comes up. And although it's fucking weird, it's hilarious, like you said. And then there's other ones where, like, you can make a person, like, you can take someone's, like, voice, like, say, Barack Obama.
Well, they've done that with artists already.
Yeah.
So, like, Drake was one.
Yeah.
They've
done that a lot. And they've made, there's ones that are just funny. They just make them for fun in games. And there's other ones that are like, there are people are scared of that you could make false identities.
Well, that happened, I didn't read too far into it, but I just came across it one day where it's like, they made like a Drake and Weeknd like collab basically.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all AI generated.
Yeah.
But everyone bought into it because it sounded like Drake and The Weeknd. It sounded
like them.
So
there's like, one with Freddie Mercury that sounds fucking eerily bad. Like, not bad, eerily good. Like, almost
Grande, Ariana Grande may have been the one Weeknd of that too. Yeah, like the Weeknd.
Michael Jackson. Like, unless you listen to these artists like all the time to know what their cadences is, you kind of won't really fucking know the difference. And again, like, this shit's only in its infant stages, so it's gonna get better.
Is it any different than those, like, Michael Jackson, like, hologram shows? Have you ever, like, mm-hmm. heard of those?
Yeah, I remember seeing it. Michael Jackson hologram. I think,
like, Vegas was doing that for a while.
Well, that's the thing. Michael Jackson hologram was designed by CG artists and then man-controlled. Where AI is just, you're inputting commands, and it comes up with shit on its own. Well, granted. It's
pulling from somewhere, though.
Like, being pulled from other influences of somewhere in the internet. Nonetheless, you don't have to do that much manpower or work. You just put in commands and then let it do its own thing. That's the most fucked up and laziest part about it, is you're taking someone else's work without putting your own fucking creative juices into it. It's fucked up, and it's kind of cruel intentions to try to make your own thing, like your own movies or write your own scripts using that.
Alex was showing me one time, there's a, I guess there's AI on like Snapchat. You have like an AI buddy.
Yeah, I saw those.
Alex was like showing me because he pulled it up. He's like, "Watch this," and he started like talking to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh,
oh yeah." There's been AI chat bots. Like, you can just Google that shit and talk to them. It's pretty fucking funny. People like corrupt those things to where now they're like racist and talk about Nazism and shit. God. Like, it's easy to corrupt those things, and it's crazy now that AI is learning to kind of swerve all that, but still, nonetheless, you can catch it off guard. But it's just trying to make it into an actual thing where you can make money from it is despicable, to be honest. So that's why I'm saying AI is cool. Like, it's another huge, big fucking invention made by mankind that probably should have been made, but that's up for debate. For the generations ahead of us. But I feel that it belongs in its own little box somewhere, along with other cool gimmicks, such as like a Wii remote control, which was a gimmick, or 3D glasses in the theater, which again was a gimmick. But still, you know, they're there.
Would you call a Wii remote a gimmick?
I think a Wii remote's a gimmick.
I mean, it's lasted, though. I think that's the thing. Like, to me, a gimmick is something that's very temporary, and it's like a fad.
Okay, so what's Nintendo doing now?
Their Switch.
There's the Switch, right?
But the Switch controllers can come off, and they're like
you a can Wii use remote. Them like a Wii remote. Yeah. Okay, well, I guess you can do that. But are people still using it as the main use of controlling video games?
If you're on Nintendo, yeah.
Exactly. It's just Nintendo. It's not become a giant, widely accepted.
It's not.
Thing.
It's not mainstream. I guess,
exactly. You know, like, not all movies are in 3D.
Yeah, that right? one was a gimmick. I right? would give you that.
There's still movies that are made for 3D, but not all
especially
of them.
The ones that were the home ones. I don't know if you ever saw those. They made like TVs that were 3D TVs.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So it was meant for like home use.
Well, nonetheless, that besides my point, that's what I'm saying. That's where AI belongs. Mm-hmm. It belongs with the rest of the gimmicks. And I hate the fact people are trying to make it to where they're trying to push this to be the mainstream thing to where it's going to replace filmmakers, artists,
you see a lot musicians. Of push for that, unlike the artistic side of
yeah, stuff. Yeah, trying to negate that side of humankind that's been a mainstay for generations since the beginning of human. Since the
have
beginning,
you seen
of,
like the trailers for that?
Like
there's people that are like, oh,
making
this is
trailers
a,
for movies.
This is a trailer, but it's made straight from AI.
Yeah, I seen those. Those are the ones I'm talking about that give me fucking anxiety. Not because oh, I'm afraid they're gonna replace movies. Anxiety the fact that those things look like fucking fever dreams.
Like, yeah, because they don't look that good.
They look terrible. They look horrible. My brain can hardly process of what the fuck is being made. Like, have you seen the ones where like they're making totally like old 90s commercials like from Pizza Hut or gym memberships?
I haven't seen those ones.
They're terrible. Holy fucking shit. They are the most horrifying things I've ever seen.
Well, it's because like it's not there yet in terms of like anything like live action or like moving.
Yeah.
So like AI can do a really good picture, right? But that's a still image.
Still it's barely like, can do still imagery.
Yeah, that yeah. But like if you try and have it do something moving like some sort of movie, some sort of video.
Oh my god.
That's where it struggles and it shows.
Things just mesh and meld out mesh, in and out of each other. Like, have you seen like there's a one in like for a pizza like it was supposed to be like a Pizza Hut commercial. Yeah. And the person's like trying to eat the pizza and it looks so fucking weird. It looks horrible and I hate it. I hate every bit of it. But yeah, I don't like the fact that there's people trying to push to make that a replacement for art. I hate that shit and I think those people are super villains and I believe they need to be fucking kicked off the planet.
Oh, what the hell?
Are you watching it?
Yeah.
I told you, dude. What are you seeing? Tell the people what you're seeing, Martin.
Okay, so the food, like the food that it shows, the pizza and the ingredients, that's fine.
Keep but watching
the,
it.
Well, no, I'm watching it. It's the people eating it. They're all like deformed.
Yeah.
Especially like their faces.
Like, yeah. It gets weirder.
I've never taken shrooms or drugs or anything like that. But if I ever did, I imagine this is what it would feel
exactly
like.
That's exactly what the fuck
this is like. What it would feel like.
It really does weigh me off of trying shrooms for sure.
Oh, there's a whole... I just searched for it on YouTube. There's a whole bunch of videos.
God, your algorithm's going to be cursed.
There's
with
a
those.
Burger King one.
Yeah, there's a Burger King one. There's a gym membership one. There's a one with the gym membership one with Always Sunny in Philadelphia people. It's so fucking weird, dude.
This is Will Smith eating spaghetti.
Oh, hell no. That's not even... He's barely not even eating spaghetti. Oh, God. That shit's so fucking weird. Oh, that's hot. That's hot. What he showed me was a weird fucked up image of like fast...
It's,
of like
it's AI of Will Smith eating spaghetti.
AI Will Smith eating spaghetti, but it's not like he's looking... Not even eating anything. He's like feeding his mouth with like emptiness. But it's supposed to be spaghetti, but there's like a giant pile of spaghetti.
Well, his face is deformed, so it looks odd.
Yeah, it's like one of those fucking fun mirrors at the...
that's actually pretty spot on, yeah.
at the carnival or some shit. Like you're all deformed and twisted, so you can't even know what you're doing when you're looking at those. Yeah, I don't care how good it gets. I honestly can't see AI replacing any sort of form of art and media at all. I see it assisting art and media, like as another tool used to better the content, but completely replace? No way. I mean, I don't know what you think, but
should we just turn this podcast into an AI podcast?
An AI podcast. Exactly. Imagine just us just talking, but we're really AI. He's talking nonsense.
Yeah, this whole thing is just illusion.
An illusion. It's just AI made. It's AI. It's not really Ed Rios talking. It's AI Ed Rios.
All right. Back on track. How did we get here? We went on this really weird
time. I was talking about how I got my surgery. The writer's strike,
that's where it came from, right?
And then you talk about the writer's strike, and then we spiraled off into AI. But yeah, man, like we were talking that's going on a whole lot has been going on with my personal life, the outside the larger world. Martin's still going steady, still working his job.
What's my big update? I have to.
What is your big update?
What's my big update?
Have you got married?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm still on the bench, coach.
Still on the bench.
Oh, yeah, well. Coach hasn't put me in the game yet.
Well, hang in there, sport. Your name will eventually be called.
Eventually, I'll be put in the starting lineup. I got my drone license.
He got his drone. That's right. You're able to fly.
I'm able to fly them commercially now.
Commercially. That's the key word.
You can fly drones hobby, recreationally. That's not really a big issue. It's when it's like a business is when people start to care.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. Now that I got my license. Well,
a license to fly.
I'm getting my license, I guess, is the way I should.
Oh, okay.
So
when the exact day?
Okay, so the way it works is that you have to pass their like exam for it.
Uh-huh.
And once you pass the exam, then you're able to go and submit your request for them to give you your remote drone license or remote whatever the term is.
Gotcha.
And so I did that. Now it's just a waiting game because they do like a background check and all the usual stuff that they do.
Uh-huh.
Because like this is all like government. It's like the FAA. So it's all like some sort of government program, you know, like it's
right.
Run under them. So yeah, it's just a waiting game until I get it, which they said about like 7 days, but.
But we'll see.
We'll see. But I mean, it's cool. I get to freaking like fly a drone and get paid for it at work. That's pretty fun.
I mean, yeah. Like I would have fucking been having fun. Like the fact that. I mean, I could fly a drone in itself is fun, but flying a drone, I'm getting paid on top of that.
Yeah.
That sounds like a win-win to me, man.
But it's cool, though, because it opens more avenues. Because, like, so, like, at work, where I'm only going up 50 feet, like, I'm not using it that advanced.
Uh-huh.
It's really simple stuff, but it opens the avenues because now that I have my license, I can maybe do a little side business where I buy my drone and then I'm doing it on the side for other stuff, you know, like freelancing. So it's.
Yeah.
It's just a cool avenue that's opened up.
Opens up avenues for you. And you just got to continue to promote yourself, you know? So anybody needs a drone boy, call your guy here.
And it's cool, like, the stuff you learn on the way there, too. Like, on the way to getting this, like, you learn all the airspace and the way all that stuff works.
Like,
especially here in this area.
So you have to learn the aerospace?
Winds
and all that shit, nautical miles and all that crap.
So you learn like the air spaces in which manned and unmanned aircrafts operate in. And
so like, do the unmanned aircraft operate in a lower altitude than actual aircraft?
Well, they can all operate in the same kind of air spaces. You just need, depending on the airspace, you need permissions to fly in them.
Okay.
Just because of, you know, like, this airspace, there's a lot of traffic because it's an airport.
Yeah.
Or there's a private airport in this one. Like, there's a lot of, that goes into it.
Right.
It's just really fascinating. And if you find that stuff interesting, like, if you've ever had interest in being a pilot.
I did, actually. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a fucking
pilot. You want to be a pilot?
I wanted to be a pilot. Then my dad scared me off of it when he told me I had to learn a lot of math. Was that true? Was he lying to me, Martin?
You know what? You probably need to learn it for actually operating the airplane. But like for the stuff I'm using it, there's not much really.
Well, then maybe I can half dream it. And
maybe you can be a drone pilot.
Learn to fly a drone. Yeah, exactly.
Just get your drone license. There you go.
Learn to fly a drone. There we go. And I'm good. But I guess, you know, I got to take my dubs where I can. And, you know, flying actual airplane, but a drone, it's still pretty cool.
Your dad was a firefighter, though. Maybe he wanted you to be a firefighter.
Maybe.
He was trying to steer you the opposite way.
Towards the firefighting business. But I'm like, nah. I'm good at that end. Like, I already have my brother and his son are carrying that legacy by becoming firefighters. You know, my nephew just recently graduated from Fire Academy. So that was really cool to see three generations of firefighters. Because my dad got to see my nephew graduate before he passed away. So that was really cool to see him, my brother, and then my nephew together. And seeing, like, you know, three generations of firefighters. So I'm pretty sure that legacy's carried on, which frees me up
To create your own legacy.
Exactly. So it's a win for all of us. And yeah, like I can, I think I can go off and do something else, like become a drone pilot. Create that legacy for myself. If this filmmaking thing doesn't work out, that is. I'm still holding hope on it, though. Never giving up hope.
It's just on hiatus.
It's just on hiatus for now. It's almost going to come back, though.
Yeah, we'll, so we'll see. What are your plans? What are your plans to get back into it?
I do know our good boy Trey. Shout out to Trey Bills. You still need to finish your 20-sack movie, you motherfucker.
Trey, get a hold of me. Trey, if you listen to this, get a hold of me.
He got a hold of you. He told me that you.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
He said we were all gonna get together last Sunday to finish editing.
He hasn't reached out to me in a while.
Wow, what a liar!
Now
you hear this.
In all fairness, Trey, I'm sorry too, because it's a two-way street. I haven't really reached out to him either.
Oh, well,
but I've been busy with my stuff too.
You guys need to fucking get your personal lives priorities. Put them aside.
I'm just nervous. You think Trey likes me?
I think he likes you.
I don't think.
Why would he not like you?
Because he doesn't want to talk to me.
I just think because he's very busy and he's very intimidated by you. I think he knows he doesn't want you to. He doesn't want to.
Bullshit! Like, who was intimidated by me?
I don't know. Trey is.
What do I bring to the table?
Well, you know, Trey can. You know, he knows you're a busy guy. He knows you're a dude who's got things to do. You know.
I feel the same way with Trey.
You're intimidated by Trey?
Yeah, Trey worked in Hollywood, dude. Trey has that background. Which, by the way, Trey, if you are listening to this, we're just messing around.
We're talking so much shit, and he's like,
"No, like, I love Trey, dude."
Yeah, we love you, man.
He's great, man.
Things happen, but I know eventually we'll get together, and I'm gonna have to be the glue, the stick between you and Trey, and get this.
Well, it's because you're our colorist. You gotta finish coloring.
I do. Yeah, I guess so.
I'm just messing with you.
But yeah, 20 sacks still on the. On the up and coming, like those are still two movies that have yet to come out. Is Trey's comedy in 20 Sack, and
then the other one?
Casey's drama.
What's Casey?
Jerry. He's still that's still yet to release. That's the one I made like 2021 April.
Which one's been in post production longer?
Probably 20 Sack. Yeah, 20 Sack has still been post production. 20 Sack. What we made 20 Sack in 2019, 2020.
It was not 2019, no.
No? Was it 2021? No. Was it 2020? Was it 2 years? Yeah, it was 2021, huh?
So then they're on pace and they're about the same.
Wait, I may think we made Gary in 2022. Not Gary. Jerry, I mean. I'm sorry. Gary's another completely different project that was never discussed.
Wait, is there a Gary and a Jerry project?
There was an inside joke about Unscrewed becoming just Gary.
Just Gary.
That was going to be the title. You talked to Alex about that one.
Okay, I'll ask. Ask when I see him on Wednesday.
Jerry was Casey's project about.
Speaking of Casey, family. I gotta tell him happy birthday.
You gotta tell him.
I haven't told him this
fucking
year.
June. I wish him happy birthday already. He lives in New York. He lives in New York now, but our good pal.
Do you think he has like an accent now?
He's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Well,
like Italian, New York,
Italian,
Bronx.
New Yorker, the Bronx, Brooklyn kind of style. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's attained that accent. That skill of having that kind of accent. He's always has. It's just now it's to an oomph degree since
now it's gonna be more prominent.
Exactly, since he's lived in New York now. Yeah, a lot of people kind of left off and did their own thing. A lot of people still moved to LA to achieve their dreams. While we're still here making peaks and valleys every year. One episode
it's
per
now
year
a
now.
Yearly podcast.
It's now going to be one episode per year. It'll up the value of our podcast.
But yeah, so you're going to jump in with the project coming up soon?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So Trey has decided to create his own little studio. Throughout the months, he's been saving up money to collect and buy more gear for, because Trey's not only an aspiring filmmaker, ladies and gentlemen, he's an aspiring artiste. He wants to be a musician as well. He wants to make musica.
What kind of music?
Any music, mostly. I think mostly he's going to do hip-hop.
Hip-hop, rap.
But, yeah, but it's not just going to be him. It's friends he knows, people he has connections with, he wants to bring in and record, do recording sessions, you know, make a...
So my understanding...
Make some magic.
Are you leaving the film industry for music? Is that where this is going?
No. And kind of, sort of. Mostly.
Just say kind of. You don't have to say no.
I'm going to ask you a question here, Martin. Riddle me this.
Okay.
What medium does both music and film mingle into?
Musicals.
Close, but no cigar.
Video games?
No, but you got the one word right. Video. What is music and
video?
Film?
What was the question?
What do they mesh together?
So you take music.
You take music.
And you take video.
You take video.
And they get to know each other.
Mesh them together.
Birds and the bees.
Birds and the bees.
And then out comes. Infomercial on late night TV. No, it's it's a music video. I'm not...
Oh my fucking god!
It's
that
a music.
Great.
Video. I know.
That was great.
So you're gonna jump into the.
That was great because you should have been seeing you just like you god. Oh yeah, physically you were like just looking at me, and then you put your arm out. Infomercial.
so you're jumping into the music video world.
Yeah,
is that where you're going with this?
So yeah, I think he feels that, you know, sometimes some of these songs are gonna be real good. Some of the artists that he wants to work with, they want to, you know, make their own little music video. And I feel easing back into filmmaking, I feel it would be better. It would be easier. To make music videos.
Do you think there's more creativity in that?
I kind of, sort of, like, for sure, like, because
especially on, like on your end as a filmmaker.
On your end as a filmmaker, yeah, music videos aren't as heavy or aren't as long dragged out as you would making an actual structured film, right? The structures aren't as in depth.
But then I also feel like there isn't as many like.
There's hardly a script. You can just come up with shit on the blue if you want to.
But also, like, there's not as many unwritten rules when you're doing a music video compared to, like, a film, right?
Yeah. I mean, you still got all the components. You know, you still got lighting, camera, you got directors.
Yeah, that's all still the same.
That's all still the same. But, like, the pre-production process is kind of different, you know?
On
like,
the creative really, side is...
In the creative side, yeah. Because it's like, you got... The artists, the musical artists, are pretty much the writers. You know, they're the ones who are writing the content, who made the music. So you got their end of it, and then the director just shoots back and forth ideas, what the inspiration or the fucking creativity of the music video, and. It's not as it can be as strenuous, but it really isn't.
Well, you've done it before, haven't you?
Music videos?
Yeah, have you done a few?
I make them all the time. Well, I used to make them all the time. Well,
guess it's more than a few.
Yeah, no, mostly they're just of me. You know, I'm the one who made them myself. But you know, I can imagine having an actual crew and help. Well, that would make more of a bigger production. It would take more time. It's still, you know, the same thing. You still shoot, angle, and record, right? And it's fun. It's kind of a different beast in terms of the creative side, like you said.
I'm trying to find the one that you made, because I know that you made one.
Well, you just got to look up on my YouTube.
No, it's not on yours. Hunter has it. I'm trying to find it.
Oh, God. Please, not that one.
Ah.
Not that one.
Lethal Lords. I love this one, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what I meant. It's like, you've worked with artists before making like a music video.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Jesus, you don't like this?
It's not my favorite.
It's not your cup of tea.
It's not my favorite video I put out there. But yeah, it is a music video.
Well, I love it.
You love it. I could see why.
I would play it, but I'm afraid it's copyrighted.
It is copyright. It's copyright infringement. You'd fucking mute our podcast. So please don't. I don't want to get sued.
You don't want to get sued
by the artists.
Do they have the money to sue us?
Huh?
Do they have the money to sue us? Are they even that big enough?
That's why I'm afraid that they want to sue us, because they kind of don't. They would want the money to sue us. I'm joking. That's what I'm saying. I made music videos before. They're there. You can do them. They're not that tough. They're fun. They're a nice little.
It's just a nice way to ease back into.
Exactly. A nice little way to ease back into getting to actual full flat out filmmaking and actual, whatever you want to be, TV or story narrative or documentary. Which I was supposed to be part of. I was supposed to be in a documentary not too long ago.
Yeah, you mentioned you. I don't know if I can really speak, because I don't know if it's.
No, you can speak about it.
Yeah, you mentioned you maybe would have gone to Mexico for it.
Yeah, Mexico City. The director was from Mexico City, and his whole spiel about wanting to make something about the immigration issue that's been going on lately. And, we're supposed to shoot a few scenes and take a few shots at Mexico City, and then back up to Tucson and here in Phoenix. And I had to cancel it. I had to call out, because that's when I started to get real, real sick and real messed up physically. So I had to call, and I'm like, I can't do this, Got to pick someone else, because it's gonna halt the production. So, yeah, unfortunately, opportunity missed, but my health first, obviously, before anything else.
And you'll get more in the future.
I mean, that's what I was promised. I was promised, just work with more people, and eventually it's going to happen. I am not really worried about having future opportunities to display my skill set, as one LeBron James would say. But... at the same time, I want to take my time and make sure that I'm all good first, which hopefully in the next few, couple weeks, I will be, when it's all said and done. But for now, I'll settle for podcasting with you, Martin.
Well, that's easy, because it's only once a year.
Exactly. It's only once a year. There's not really much strings attached.
It's pretty straightforward. Just sit down, turn on the mic.
Start talking. Press record. Luckily, the power hasn't gone out.
Oh, yeah. Way to jinx it now.
Knocking on wood here.
Actually, it's kind of calmed down.
I think it passed.
Yeah, I
think it passed it over, yeah. I think it's just clouds now.
Okay.
So I think we're good.
That means I'm not going to be flooded in here.
Yeah, exactly.
That was my worry, man.
I'm worried that he'd have to spend the night with old pal Eddie. He'd have to cuddle up next to me.
Yeah, I don't want to be near you. You're probably going to get me whatever you have.
It's not contagious, Martin.
I don't know.
It's just a.
That's probably what the guy who had COVID the very first time on Earth said. It's not contagious.
It's not contagious. It'll be okay.
Next thing you know,
it's out there.
That's a whole pandemic.
Have you heard that it was made in Chinese labs?
It was made in Chinese labs.
Yeah, the pandemic is.
Wasn't it the whole the guy who was eating a bird off like the street market or? Animals, whatever the hell it is. You haven't heard that one?
Yeah, I think I did hear that one. But I think a lot of people are saying now that, it possibly was made in the labs in China. And it got out. If you believe in that shit. But yeah, that's what the rumor is.
I miss old conspiracy theories. The ones that were fun.
That's what I'm saying.
Bigfoot. The Chupacabra.
UFOs.
UFOs. Well, actually, I mean, those are kind of confirmed.
Those are still going on. Yeah, those are going on.
Those are like confirmed to be real now.
Yeah, those are no longer conspiracy theories. It's to the point where they're like widely accepted as just truth.
Jersey Devil. That was a cool one.
The Jersey Devil.
Do you ever see that one?
Yeah. Or
hear about that one?
I heard about the Jersey Devil.
Jersey Devil. Mothman.
Mothman. Yeah, Mothman's my favorite amongst all of them. I like Mothman for some reason. Mothman's the most creepy.
There was, I don't know if you ever watched it, but there was a show on Animal Planet years ago, like when I was in like elementary school.
Uh-huh.
And it was called, I think it was called like Lost Tapes.
I might have heard of that.
And yeah. It was, so you kind of know like the Blair Witch Project, how it's like, it's filmed as if like it's
it was an actual thing.
Yeah, like it's like a camcorder and they found it and now the pioneer of found footage. Yeah, genre. It's like a found footage show, right?
Yeah, the pioneer. So, it was the first to do it, I believe.
That's basically what this TV show was, but it was based on like these cryptids, which is like, I guess that's the term for these like conspiracy theory like animals. So like,
oh, cryptids?
Yeah, cryptids. There you go. There you go. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, it was based off that. So like they had like this lost tape episode of Bigfoot or Mothman, Jersey Devil.
What's the biggest one now? Like Skinwalkers?
I've not.
Skinwalker are like the big ones. Like they're ones who like.
Is who, that like the new one? Is that?
Well, they're all the rage right now. Skinwalkers, because they're the ones who can like mimic a person's voice that you know, and they just hear them calling out to you, and then you go to them and they just grab you.
Do I want to Google this?
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know if I should.
I mean, if you want to, again.
If I want to have nightmares.
Fill your algorithm with spookies.
Yeah, it's too late. It's too late for that.
He's like, fuck this.
Yeah, it's too late. I just walk, I
guess. Oh, he's like, fuck it. He's just going to go off.
It's too late now.
It's too late now, man.
What did you say? Skinwalkers?
Skinwalker. Yeah.
Are you sure this is right?
Yeah.
This is some like racist term that now it's gonna be in my search engine.
It sounds like a racist term.
That's why I don't want to search for it.
That would be so fucking funny if you looked up Skinwalker and it was some derogatory shit. That would be hilarious.
Pressing go now. In Navajo culture, Skinwalkers have harmful witch. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like a witch.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all the rage now, I guess, and it's just. You see him a lot in TikTok with the found footage, Skinwalker.
Is that still big? The whole found footage kind of subgenre?
It's kind of died down.
I don't really see it that much anymore.
Yeah, it's died down. You'll see it mostly now on like internet. Like on stuff like TikTok, YouTube, or something like on streaming, like Hulu. But they're still there.
Yeah, so this whole Skinwalker thing falls more as like witchcraft. It's not like cryptive.
Cryptid. They're fun little thing, but I don't really go on their net very much. I try to keep my blood pressure down these days when it comes to that kind of stuff. Because I don't want to get a heart attack when I'm young.
But this is so fun, dude. Bigfoot, the chupacabra.
Bigfoot and the
mermaids,
chupacabra.
Mermaids, I think, fall under cryptids.
Mermaids, that's right, huh? You would think that because like your mind got corrupted by the Disney version of mermaids. You know, mermaids were just made up by sailors to fuck those other things that look like mermaids. What were they called? Not sea walruses. It's right underneath my nose. The word. Fuck. What was the name of that shit?
So you're saying mermaids were made up too?
Manatees. Manatees. Mermaids were made up by sailors back in the day because a lot of dudes were fucking manatees. They were having sex with manatees. And I guess because of manatees.
Aren't those big ass like animals?
Yes. That's what it was. That these sailors were so horny because they went months and months and months on the sea without having any kind of physical connection that they found manatees in the ocean and they would have sex with them. And that's where the mermaid mythos started. I shit you not, dude. That's part of the whole history lore and shit. And this is what happens when we don't have fucking structural scripted.
This is what happens when we come in blind. We jump. We've gone from personal life to AI to now you're talking about having sex with animals.
Manatees. Yeah, dude, we've gone to that segment. Now on to the next segment. What are you playing now? What have you been playing lately, Martin?
Come back to me with that.
I've been playing, again, like usual, Final Fantasy 14. New 6.4 patch coming on Tuesday. Hell yeah. And I've recently been re-picking up playing... controversy, Hogwarts Legacy. And I'm having fun with it. I know everybody's right now is playing...
That's the one I haven't been playing.
Really?
Hogwarts.
Hogwarts, yeah.
I just got my broom and I left. I was like,
and I'm you left. This like, game. That's it. You're good. Yeah, no, I've been really picking that back up, you know, because I paid a lot of money for it, so I might as well just finish it off. And
that's my I've been getting
back into it. Excuse me. I've been trying to complete most of the story and wait at least until Final Fantasy 16 comes out. And that's coming out next June, and I can't not wait to play that one. Holy shit, that game's gonna be dope. If you know how fucking what you're missing not playing Final Fantasy 16, I'd highly advise you to just pick it up. Martin, you gotta play that game. If you're gonna play any Final
Fantasy. It's like I can't escape this Final Fantasy world.
It's a great franchise.
I come to you and you downpour me with this stuff.
It's a great franchise.
And then the other day, the guys I was playing pickleball with just started talking about it because they play Final Fantasy Online too. And I was like, I can't get away from it. It's like Square Enix. Is that who makes it?
Yeah, right? Square Enix.
It's like Square Enix knows my trial has come to an end, and they're, they're somehow just infiltrating my life to get me to come back to it.
The algorithm has come to reality. Is now like trying to get to you.
But I'm not paying for it.
There's a free trial. Free.
But you I'm just have to start over to get
you have to
free
restart. Trial. Yeah, you just restart your account.
Which and then honestly, once that ends, I'm gonna start over again.
Why?
It's gonna be an endless loop.
Because you don't want to play 20, like $12 a month.
Hey, it adds up over time.
Over time, but that's the thing. You don't
Final Fantasy, Netflix, Paramount Plus, YouTube TV.
Jesus, that's
your Apple problem. Plus.
Holy shit, how many streaming services do you got?
That I'm paying for?
Yes.
Apple Plus. Apple Plus. Paramount. Just those two? Oh, YouTube TV. But I mean, that's like your TV service. Yeah. I don't know if you count it. I guess it's streaming, whatever.
I mean, look.
So I guess two, maybe three. It depends. I don't know how you count it.
You don't have to completely re-sub after your sub is off. You can just do one-time sub. And then you don't have to pay for the next month or the month after. And then you can just come back.
Can
and
I just buy the game?
You can buy the game.
Is there like a one-time price I can pay?
Yes, there's a one-time price. It comes with all the expansions. I think it's like $30. And then...
So why doesn't everyone do that?
Well, because a lot of people see the free trial that comes with the Heavensward expansion, one of the greatest expansions in MMO history.
You're paying every month, right?
I am paying every month. So actually, I don't pay every month. I cancel my subscription like every other month.
That was my question.
What?
Is there just a one-time fee I can pay and I can play?
Yes.
So where is the subscription coming from?
Well, no. You pay for a sub. There's a monthly subscription, but you don't have to pay it every month just like Netflix. You can turn off your subscription. But
my question was, if I can just pay a one-time fee and bypass a subscription so I can play.
No.
That was my question.
No. Oh, okay. Never mind.
That was my question. And you kind of answered like if I could.
I thought you meant, is there like a, just you can pay for everything as in just can pay for like all the DLC and all that.
Oh, I wasn't asking about the DLC. No.
Oh, well. Okay,
I was asking about the subscription. Okay,
first answer, no, you can't. You have to pay in a subscription. It's a subscription-based game. That's why it's an MMO. Otherwise, you just deal with maybe fucking pay-for-play or gotcha kind of shit. Kind of like Diablo or Genshin Impact is, or any other game that's free, quote unquote, yet you have to pay $20 for this gem or shit or whatever.
Oh, like a pay to win.
Yeah, to continue to get your experience points up. It doesn't work like that. That's where the subscription fee comes in, and I'd rather pay a subscription fee than pay than some underground schmuggy gotcha pay to win kind of fucking service.
Well, Square Enix, if you're listening to Peaks and Valley, just want you to know I will eventually cave in, but it takes time.
Well, you know what Final Fantasy is playable, you just pay one payment and you're good to play forever. Final Fantasy 16, play that. That game looks really fucking good. It's gonna be really good. I implore you to get it, because it looks like it's going to be really badass. I'll actually show you the trailer after it's
done. It's going to be like another game I add to my library and I'm just not
playing. I mean, you're going to probably play it. I guarantee you're going to probably play
it. I mean, that's what I thought about Hogwarts. I haven't finished it. What else have I paid for? What, Red Dead? I never finished Red Dead.
Well, I mean,
that was a great game, too.
It is. Well, that's the thing about games. You have them forever, so you can come back to them whenever you can. That's the thing about getting older, Martin, is like you're no longer a kid, so you no longer have the time to play all these games all the time.
Yeah, I guess. This
is something you have to accept. But at least they're still there. At least you know when you retire and you get older, you'll have all the time.
Yeah. That's still years away. I'm only 25.
That is true. Yeah, that is true.
You're a lot closer to that than I am.
I'm a lot closer to that than I am. And I dread it every single day.
Dread it? No,
retirement? Yeah, dude, I kind of got like what do they call a existential dread.
Are you closer to your mid-year or midlife like crisis?
Yeah, I feel like I'm having a mid-30s crisis. I think I'm nearly hitting that. Honestly, I feel that. I'm feeling that I get closer and closer to 40.
Don't you do something with your midlife crisis, though?
Most dudes buy cars.
Yeah, that's the one I typically hear.
Most dudes buy cars. Other dudes get fucking Botox.
Well, it's like cars. It's like they quit their job. It's like, I'm going to go on this new adventure.
Yeah, that's more of for a rich man, that's what they do. Other people get other dudes get hair reconstruction. There's different, you know.
Are you going to get hair reconstruction?
I don't think I need to.
Oh, I mean, you brought it up.
But I'm just saying that's one of the other options that dudes do.
Are you going to buy a car?
I don't have the fucking money to buy a car. We just got a new car.
Oh, is that the truck that I saw outside?
The black one?
I saw one parked outside. It wasn't in your garage, which I thought was kind of strange.
Was it white?
No, it was like
SUV.
It was black or gray, whatever.
No, that was that's my dad's Chevy.
Oh, okay.
That's the Chevy. No, I'll show you the new one. We got a Subaru Land Rover. Ooh. Not Land Rover. Fucking Outback.
Oh, nice.
Subaru Outback.
And you guys kind of just need a new one or what?
Yeah, the Rio is starting to show its age.
Oh no. Yeah. I like the Rio. I'm going to miss the Rio.
I know, right? Not the Rio.
The Rio is pretty cool, man. Oh, it's cool cuz it's like your last name. It's like,
I know, right?
It's like without a car made for you.
Without the S. Yeah, I get it. It's what we're sentimental about it, but we found a nice home for it. My older cousin is going to buy it.
Oh, there you go.
He needs a car.
I like how you're saying it's showing its age, and now you're going to pass it off to family where he has to deal with the problem.
It's their problem to deal with now.
He's such a good family member. way to show love to him.
Hey, it wasn't just my idea, you know? Yeah, it is. It's not bad. It's just, it feels like it's going to get there eventually.
Is it at the point where it's like, you're doing so much maintenance now, it's not worth paying for
kind
the maintenance?
Kind of, yeah. I say it's got another 2-3 years left. We needed a new car. We needed a new one. And it's not, the one we got is not new. It's like a 2014 model, the Subaru Outback, but it's still good.
So you got any plans for this car, though? It's like family road trip, going camping, something like that?
Thinking about heading to Prescott to visit family, me and my mom. Obviously now I can put my gear in my car.
Oh, you got room for your gear now.
I got room for my gear now without having to worry what the fuck to bring. I can just bring it all.
And, so if you happen to have like a DJ gig, you can fit all your DJ stuff in there.
I can fit my DJ stuff. Although I haven't DJed in a while. I have to do that eventually. I have to get back into that. It's been a while since I DJed. But yeah, nonetheless.
You never DJed that for like for paid gigs, right?
Never DJed for paid gigs. It was always just at parties.
It was always kind of like a friend's favorite. Right? Yeah, like, friend's favorite. You're my friend, I'll do it for you.
Yeah, that's what it was, pretty much.
Have you been offered like a paid gig for that?
I was supposed to DJ Hunter and Michaela's wedding.
Besides that one. I know about that one.
No. No, because I don't think anyone outside my friend circle knows that I DJ.
Hey, that's another like skill set you got to put out there, man.
I do got to put it out there. You're right.
You can DJ.
Go DJ. The only problem is I can't stay up late at night no more. Most DJ gigs are late night gigs, you know? And I was like, by 9:30, dude, I'm ready to fucking get, you know, brush my teeth and get ready to go to bed. By 10 o'clock, I'm probably already out.
You are a trailblazer. You're setting this new trail for 4 p.m. DJs now.
4 p.m. DJ. Yeah. Here we come. Yeah, bar
schmitzvahs. Parties, and, party up, man.
And 4 p.m. gigs.
I'm fully expecting one day I'm walking to one of the retirement homes near my work and you're DJing.
There I am. One of the parties. DJing for the old folks. Yeah. Hey, if it's good money, I can't say no.
If it pays, it pays.
Exactly, exactly.
If it pays the bills, yeah.
That is what it is. Otherwise, man, yeah, like, as much as we joke about it, we're gonna try to do my best to make it more often to do these things. At least try.
Yeah.
Be more structured like how we did last time.
I don't know. I kind of like this off-structure stuff. We
just sit and talk. Just love just shooting the shit, winging
it. I just
it.
Love talking.
You love talking? You gotten used to talking now?
Yeah.
Because you're usually just a shy dude and don't really, you know, talk much.
I think it's the drinking now.
Yeah, you're drinking? You picked up drinking?
Yeah, I think it's just the drinking. Now it's opened me up.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's, I guess, a little bit of liquid courage doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I mean, the fuck? I needed help somehow. Yeah. Now I'm kidding.
There you go. Everyone has their own vice.
And yeah. Plus, I do it more now with work and stuff, so.
Yeah, and then, you know, you got your other podcasts going on now with Alex. You guys are still talking
a new season. Plan Voodoo, if you're a fan of Survivor, the TV show. Me, Alex, who's been on Peaks and Valleys, is a fan favorite.
A fan favorite?
Among the two that we have.
Yeah.
Me and you. Well, he's my favorite guest.
Yeah, no, for real. Hey, he makes the audience, the viewers come in.
But yeah, so. Me, Alex, and friend of Alex named Derek, he's on there too, and we just kind of recap Survivor and give our thoughts, and we give like predictions for like the next episode and so if you're a fan of Survivor, then I search Plan Voodoo and want, you know, listen.
There you go, shameless plug aside.
And we're coming up on a kind of like a little break soon because the season finale for this current season is on Wednesday. So it'll be season finale, and then I don't know if we do anything in between now and the next season.
Well, there you go. Well, now you have more time for Peaks and Valleys.
Yes.
All right, then, man. I think it's a good point to end it here.
Ever ending?
Yeah. I just wanted to catch up with all y'all and get you to let you know what's going on. Thank you for listening.
I had so much to talk about today.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're going to have to save it for the next episode, buddy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's how we're going to do it now.
You're putting a time limit on my speech now?
I am putting a time limit on your speech. It's the newest new world order, baby. Censorship is a bitch, isn't it?
Oh, feels like I'm living in Florida, Mr. Ron DeSantis.
I know, right? I'm picking up a few pointers from him. Anyways, thanks for listening, you guys. Have a good week or so whenever we come back. Till then, love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening.